This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Confirmed coronavirus infections are continuing to soar in many parts of the U.S. and Europe. So has anger over the restrictions governments are putting in place to try to stem the tide and avoid overwhelming hospitals. Oklahoma, Illinois, and Michigan were among states announcing new record highs in daily confirmed cases Saturday in the United States, a day after a nationwide daily record of more than 83,000 reported infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. German authorities reported a record one-day total of new coronavirus cases over the weekend, while leaders in Spain and Italy debated out how to control the resurgent virus amid public pushback to curfews despite a global death toll topping 1.1 million people. U.S. President Donald Trump assured supporters packed shoulder to shoulder at a trio of rallies Saturday that we're rounding the turn on the coronavirus. That's in spite of spiking cases and word that the vice president's top aide is now infected. Mr. Trump also mocked his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, for raising alarms about the pandemic. In a rally of his own, Biden told supporters that he understands the public health reasons for campaigning at a distance. The White House does say that Vice President Mike Pence plans to maintain an aggressive campaign schedule this week, despite his exposure to a top aide who tested positive for the coronavirus. The Vice President's office says that under Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criteria, Pence is considered a close contact of his chief of staff, Mark Short, but will not quarantine. The Vice President's office says Pence does not have to quarantine because he is considered an essential worker. Pence himself has so far tested negative. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.